For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Turkish officials are now leaking details of an audio recording of the capture, torture, and death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The recording happened inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey. New York Times reporter David Kirkpatrick is in Istanbul, and he now provides the grisly details of what can be heard on the recording.
We're learning today from Turkish officials about an audio tape that contains evidence that Mr. Khashoggi was detained quickly after he entered the consulate, that his fingers were chopped off, that he was dismembered, that the gore was so egregious that the consulate asked them to take it outside.
He said of the 15 suspects named by Turkish authorities, 4 appear to have close ties to the Saudi crown prince. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves Liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
In a new poll, American Catholics give Pope Francis poor marks for his handling of the sex abuse scandal. Survey manager Fred Backus.
1 in 4 Catholics now say the abuse reports had made them personally question whether they would remain in the Catholic Church. Just 9% said this back in 2010. This rises to a third of younger Catholics between the ages of 18 and 44. They're more likely to personally question whether they will remain in the Church.
More than 2,000 migrants continue to make their way to the U.S. The growing caravan of Central American refugees are making their way slowly to the U.S. despite threats from the White House. President Trump says he'll cut off aid to several countries, including Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, if those countries fail to stop the caravan. Guatemalan President Jimmy Morales says he rejects any conditions on foreign aid. The caravan must still go through Mexico to get to the U.S. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back to the States. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back to the United States after a quick trip to Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Pompeo hoped to get some answers regarding the Washington Post columnist who disappeared inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The secretary did say he was pleased with the conversations had in Saudi Arabia.
They made a commitment to hold anyone connected to any wrongdoing that may be found accountable for that, whether they are a senior officer or official. They promised accountability for each of those persons whom they determine as a result of their investigation deserves accountability.
It's now legal to smoke marijuana in Canada, but U.S. border officials warn people not to try to bring it home. WWJ's Vicki Thomas reports.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection stressing that nothing has changed on this side of the border. Director of Field Operations for Michigan, Christopher Perry, says it's still illegal here under federal law.
Penalties could involve seizure. They could involve financial penalties.
What about taking pot to Canada?
In general, the transportation of marijuana to Canada and from Canada to the U.S. would be illegal in both countries.
Vicki Thomas for CBS News, Detroit.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.